Welcome to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. Our goal is to help you see that no matter what problem you're facing, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at OrdainedChaplainsUSA.org. Now, here's your host, the president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. This is podcast number 52. Our passage from the Word of God, that is the Holy Bible today, is Psalm 30, verse 11. It reads, "Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness." Allow me to share with you some interesting points on this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. In due time, God delivered him out of his troubles and restored him to his former prosperity. His prayers were answered and his mourning was turned into dancing. God's anger now endured but for a moment, and David's weeping but for a night. The sackcloth with which, in a humble compliance with the divine providence, he had clad himself was loosed. His griefs were balanced. His fears were silenced. His comforts returned, and he was girded with gladness. Joy was made his ornament, was made his strength, and seemed to cleave to him as the girdle cleaves to the loins of a man. As David's plunge into trouble from the height of prosperity, and then when he least expected it, teaches us to rejoice as though we rejoiced not, because we know not how near trouble may be. So his sudden return to a prosperous condition teaches us to weep as though we wept not, because we know not how soon the storm may become a calm and the formidable blast may become a favorable gale. Ladies and gentlemen, the solution to God's God's solutions to your problems, quote, for today is from the great pastor Charles Stanley. He said, "You may go through difficulty, hardship, or trial, but as long as you are anchored to him, you will have hope." God's solution to your problem, podcast today, is dealing with the problem we are discussing, called depression. Part 6 from the book The Guide to Biblical Counseling by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. Here are some action steps. Watch your physical health. if there would be no health risks. Assign your counselee to moderate exercise, such as a brisk walk. Research shows that 30 minutes of moderate daily exercise is very helpful in elevating mood. Therefore, I am assigning a daily brisk walk, and I'll be checking up. Find a partner to walk with you to keep you honest. It makes it harder to avoid the activity if someone is waiting for you and counting on you. Now, yours truly, by the grace of God, I try to exercise every day except for Sunday. And I probably need to do it on that day. But God has blessed me with a makeup where I don't suffer with depression. However, I will tell you that exercise is good not only for your body, but for your mind. Now, let me tell you a secret. And I've been doing this for years. I don't tell everybody this. But one of the main reasons why I exercise is because I preach the gospel every day. I preach the word of God every day. And I'm here to tell you, I know for a fact, for years, from years of experience, that I preach better and clearer when I exercise before I preach. I don't know what it is. Maybe the blood is rushing to the brain better. I don't know what it is, but it works. And so exercising every day, at least for 15 minutes, will work wonders. And may I encourage you to get into the HIIT programs, H-I-I-T, high intensity something or another, but you need to get a hold of that. And you can find that online. You don't have to pay any money. You can find that on YouTube. And 15 minutes of that HIIT intensive exercising will work wonders on your mental state. So make sure you do that. Then he says, have a medical checkup and work with a doctor on a diet program. Better eating habits, for example, less sugar, more vitamins, more vegetables can be a big help. And this is true as well. Your eating, what you eat, determines how good you feel, not only physically, but mentally. Get behind the scenes. Assure the client that you will help them deal with whatever situation might be behind the depression. If the counselee has recently suffered a significant loss, acknowledge that loss and begin to help him or her grieve that loss. Grieving is important for most people. It's okay to feel upset, but you must also look to the light. Your loss is painful, but future happiness in Christ is yours. Think honestly about what might be other deep sources of the depression. Keep a journal in which you write down thoughts that occur over the next couple of weeks regarding what is behind the depression. Carry a daily mood log and record the times when you feel most depressed. I know of some people, they're depressed in the morning and they're depressed at night and they're depressed throughout the day. I know of a preacher who told me he didn't want to see the day in because he would get depressed at night. and sad. Write down what is happening and what you are thinking at those times. Begin clear thinking. Challenge the counselee's statements and beliefs. For example, your counselee may say, "I'm totally worthless. I have nothing to give to anyone." Ask pointed questions to draw out the fact that this person does indeed have value. Over the next week, prepare a list of 10 things you like about yourself. Because, now listen to me, the Bible talks about how that we need to comfort and work with the feeble-minded. There are feeble-minded people in this world. And you might as well just go head on and accept that. And this book is written from a standpoint of for pastors and counselors to counsel people. And I chose this book because I want you to know what you need to do. From a counselor's standpoint, I am not a counselor. That's not my calling. I am not a pastor. That is not my calling. But as an evangelist, I'm concerned about people. Once they are led to the Lord, and it is my job in the church to function, to encourage the saints to be strong enough to be the witnesses that they need to be. And so I try to help in this area as well. So, yeah, but in this life, you must understand that you will deal with feeble-minded people or weak-minded people. That's just the reality. They're not as strong as others. They have their gifts. They have their talents. They can do certain things. And we thank the Lord for them. But you have to help some people on a daily basis sometimes to get through the dark moods that they have. Ask pointed questions to draw out the fact that this person does indeed have value. Over the next week, prepare a list of 10 things you like about yourself, and 3 of them have to be physical characteristics. I will ask you to tell me those 10 things. Now, these people will probably not do it, but hold them to it. Very few things are really hopeless, and very few situations are all bad. There's always some good in it. Show them the good. Beloved, if the Lord tarries his coming, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, in our next podcast, we will continue looking at the problem of depression, because it is a big problem today, sad to say, even in the church. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the people under the sound of my voice, that you would comfort them and deliver them from their depression, because the devil is the one who works on people to depress them and to defeat them. Have mercy, Lord, and grace upon us, and forgive us of our sins and faults and failures. For a lot of depression is because of sin in the life of the Christian. Help us to repent and to turn from our evil ways, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, restore the joy of your salvation and soundness of mind. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend of mine, if you are listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, nobody can help you with your anger issues better than the Savior, Jesus Christ. Allow him to save your soul from sin and hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "And thou you shalt be saved." Here's how you can be saved from sin, anger, and hell, and have a home in heaven when you die. In more detail. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner. You have sin in your life. You are sinful. And that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of your sins. We die physically because of our sins, and our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16 in the Holy Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, dear friend, if you need further coaching, please visit our website at www.ordainedchaplainsusa.org. If you have other questions about life's problems for this podcast, please email us at coach@ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Until next time, my beloved, please remember that God has a solution to all of your problems. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the God Solutions for Today's Problems on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless you.